Centre at 6. Boris Johnson's been frank about the UK's coronavirus testing ability as he faced questions from MPs about whether we're doing enough screenings.
The short answer to that is no, we don't. And we don't have enough testing capacity now because in an ideal world I would like to test absolutely everybody that wants a test.
He says there's been a colossal spike in demand for tests in the last couple of weeks. The government's now drawing up details of which groups will be prioritised. Local lockdown measures are being introduced in a county in Wales after a rugby club trip to several pubs and the races led to a cluster of COVID-19 cases. People in Rhondda Cynon and Taff won't be able to enter or leave the area without good reason from 6pm tomorrow. A mentally ill violent offender has been sentenced to at least 11 years for attempting to murder a woman in an unprovoked attack in southwest London. 36-year-old Josephine Conlon was stabbed multiple times in Streatham in December. Two people have been arrested on suspicion of murdering a baby in Barnsley. Police say the two-day-old girl suffered catastrophic injuries in May and died in hospital on Monday. Buckingham Palace says a plan to remove the Queen as head of state in Barbados is a matter for the government and people of the Commonwealth country. The Caribbean island wants full sovereignty by the time it celebrates its 55th anniversary of independence from the UK next year. Governor General Dame Sandra Mason set out the plan in a speech earlier.
Having attained independence over half a century ago, our country can be in no doubt about its capacity for self-governance. The time has come to fully leave our colonial past behind.
And in football, Luton Town have pulled out of this weekend's test events to allow supporters back into stadiums. The Championship club says it wasn't given enough time to prepare. That's the latest. I'm Anna Russell.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello everybody, my name is Ella Webb and you are listening to World Wide Web here on Phoenix 98 FM. Our first song this week, as always, is Umbrella by Rihanna featuring Jay-Z.
Rihanna, good girl going bad, take three. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hydroplane in the fan. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather. And cheap vibes are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation. Stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share. took an oath, I'ma stick it out to the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella, you can stand under my umbrella.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Hello everybody, this is World Wide Web with Phoenix 98 FM with me, Ella Webb, and my co-host, my dad. Hello.
Good evening. What Once another again. Lovely day.
Yes.
Lovely few days.
Yes, nice and warm. Unfortunately, some students like me have had to go to school, or all students like me are having to go back to school, which isn't the best when it's nice and warm outside and all you kind of want to do is just go and jump in a paddling pool or something like that, and you have to do work and sitting at a desk when it's hot.
It's great for me.
All right.
Actually get my work done at home now.
Shush.
I miss you, really.
Really. Anyway, our main story this week is India records 90,000 new COVID infections. So on the 6th of September, India recorded more than 90,000 new infections of COVID-19. This is the global record for the highest number of infections reported in one day. After the US, India now has the second highest number of people with COVID-19 in the world. How many do the US have, though? Do you know the exact number?
I don't, off the top of my head.
It's clearly bigger
than
90,000.
Had you asked
90,
me before we went on air, I might have found out for you.
Anyway, it's clearly more than 90,000
people.
Oh,
it's hundreds of thousands, yeah.
Yeah. So why are infections increasing? In June, the Indian government began to ease lockdown rules, even though the number of people catching the disease was still rising. It did this because millions of people were losing their jobs as a result of the restrictions. The Indian government was worried about the effect this would have on the country. This early relaxation of the rules could have led to the increase of infections. India is now testing more people than it was a few weeks ago, which may also explain the jump in recorded infections. More than a million people have now been tested each day. So it's clearly, it's not just, all of a sudden, they've got all of these infections. It's because they eased their lockdown and the restrictions earlier, even though the numbers of infections were still going up, because people, they were worried that people were going to start losing their jobs. So I understand why, but what's more important, people's jobs or people's health?
Well,
that's the
eternal question at the moment.
Yes. So how is India handling the virus? With a population of 1.3 billion people, stopping coronavirus in India has been difficult. In March, the government imposed a strict lockdown. States shut their borders and all public transport stopped. At the time, there were few recorded infections in the country, around 500, but also very little testing. Many people in low incomes immediately lost their jobs, and there wasn't much help for them from the government. However, despite the number of people infected, India has seen a relatively low number of deaths caused by COVID-19. This may be because the population of India is young, and young people are less likely to fall seriously ill if they catch the coronavirus. Which is true, and I'm pretty sure that's kind of the case here. They may get it, but so the numbers are going up, but the deaths are going up as well.
Yeah.
Because young people are less likely to die from it, as is in the case in most countries.
Yeah, that's it. You know, when it first started getting reported over here, then it was always people with underlying health issues that were sadly dying. It's people that are already ill, people that are really old, and they're the most vulnerable.
Yes. So what's happening elsewhere? So infections are still rising all over the world, with Asia and South America recording the highest numbers each day. In Europe, several parts of France and Spain are on high alert. On the 6th of September, cases in the UK rose by 50% in one day. These were mostly people aged under 50 with mild symptoms. The numbers of people who need to go to hospital are not increasing dramatically. In recent days, UK testing centres have not been able to fit everyone in, and some people have had to travel for hundreds of miles to get tested. On the 9th of September, the government announced new restrictions on social gatherings to avoid a second spike of the virus. From the 14th of September, people in England were not allowed to meet in groups larger than six. The rules do not apply for school or work, though, because for a school, there's at least around 30 children in a class. So they can't really go, right, you can't go to school because it's a gathering more than six. Because otherwise, there wouldn't be enough classrooms to split every single year.
You'd need five classrooms for every one class.
Yes, and there's not that many classrooms in every school. So when will there be a vaccine? There are around 140 vaccines being developed around the world, and more than 20 already being tested on people. A vaccine is a kind of medicine that tells the body how to fight a disease such as COVID-19. Vaccines usually take years to develop, but experts say that the coronavirus vaccine will be approved and available by the middle of next year. On the 8th of September, eight big companies that are developing vaccines promise they will not ask governments to approve their work until they have enough data to show it is completely safe to use. Which is good that they're not just going to say, oh, approve this because we think it's going to work. They need enough data to back it up, because they don't want to start injecting people with a vaccine which will either cause a different illness and a different disease, or worst case, maybe even kill them.
Yeah.
Because it's not safe.
Yeah, they've got to be very careful.
Yes.
Which is why they're probably saying, middle of next year. That's obviously a long way off.
A long way off,
yeah. Yeah, we're talking sort of 7 or 8 months probably.
Yeah.
At the very earliest. And that's a lifetime at the moment. You know, that's as long as we've been in lockdown. It's longer than we've been in lockdown already.
Yes. But think, how fast did our lockdown go? It was about 6 months we were in lockdown.
Yeah, it's easy to be in lockdown when the sun's out and weather's nice and you can sit in the garden.
And you're at home.
Yeah. You wait
but
till it's raining, cold.
And at school.
And at school.
Yes. Some days at school have already... I've only been at school for a week and a bit. And there have already been some days... I've got a new timetable and everything. And there's been some days I'm just like, it's only our third lesson. It feels as if it should be our last lesson of the day. Why is it going so slow?
Mm.
But
anyway, I've got some numbers for you.
Oh, numbers.
So
statistics.
The numbers I've got here, India, so this is maybe a little bit out of date, I don't know. India, 5 million cases and 82,000 deaths.
Wow.
America, the US technically, over 6.5 million cases and just under 200,000 deaths.
Wow. So, statistics there for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's totally different. And as I said earlier, India is the second country after the US with the highest amount of infections and deaths. But that India have a reason. They relaxed lockdown restrictions early for people's jobs. So...
Yeah, very different living conditions as well between the two countries.
Yes. Our next song this week is Over Now by Calvin Harris.
Oh, we wish it was over.
Yes. Wish all the coronavirus and lockdown stuff like this was all over.
I don't really care if your tears fall down your face. You know you play the victim every time. I know you're getting turned every night. Your girls ain't tryna get me off your mind. The same ones who be hitting on my line. They're not your friend. I need you to know that we ain't ever gonna go back. This time it got so bad. It's best for me, it's best for you. I need you to know that. Try to love you but I force that. All signs we ignore that. And it's not the same. Cause it's over now. Oh yeah. Don't get too confused. And it's over now. Oh yeah. Now coming back around. Baby. Nothing left to lose. Cause it's over now. Oh. Yeah. So I take this just to forget you. I don't regret those memories. Gonna go back.
Now on World Wide Web this week, we have this week's Around the World update. Every week, our Around the World update, a few little stories just from around the world. So, our first one this week is in Italy. Oak is 934 years old. The oldest oak tree in the world to be dated is in the Aspromonte National Park in Italy and is around 934 years old. That's very precise. It's not like 930 years old, it's 934. No. Make sure you get the extra 4 years.
Yeah.
Yes. Scientists at Tusca University and Salendo University, both in Italy, worked out the tree's age to be near 65 years using radiocarbon dating. It's not dating, that kind of dating.
There's only one of them.
This is when they study how much carbon is left in the bark. The tree is called Demeter, after the Greek goddess of the harvest. The oldest individual tree in the world is thought to be the Great Basin Bristlecone Pine in the US, which is more than 5,000 years old. A bit of a difference. 934 years old. You thought that was a lot. This one in the US is 5,000 years old. What is our next one? Where are we going to now?
So we're off to Verviers in Belgium. And there is a 130-year-old legend that has come true. There's a story about somebody called Pierre David, the first mayor of the Belgian city of Verviers. And the legend has it that his heart was buried in a casket in the walls of a fountain in the city, but nobody really knew where. However, last month, workmen renovating the fountain found the casket containing the heart and proved that the legend was in fact true.
Wow.
The box has been on display in the city's Museum of Fine Arts and Ceramics and will be returned to its rightful place back in the fountain once the renovations are finished.
Wow. And our final one, we're going off to Brazil now. Female footballers get equal pay. Brazil's female national football team will receive the same pay as the men's team. The Brazilian Football Federation announced the news on the 2nd of September and its president said, "There is no more gender difference. The Brazilian Football Federation is treating men and women equally." So women in Brazil will now get paid when playing football the equal amount and the same amount as men in Brazil playing football.
Very good.
Which is that happening in most businesses and jobs? Like now?
I think it's getting there. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, particularly because most businesses and jobs, a woman does the same job as a man anyway, so there's absolutely no difference.
The exact same job, it's just there's a gender difference.
Yeah, sport is going to be a little bit slower to kind of to really enforce, not enforce it, but encourage it across the board, because the reality is that, let's say there was a female footballer who played for Barcelona ladies.
Yeah.
This is quite appropriate because we spoke about Lionel Messi last week.
Yeah.
Lionel Messi. Barcelona will sell millions and millions of shirts around the world with Messi on the back.
Yeah.
Therefore, it brings money into the football club. The reality is that doesn't happen at the moment for women in football. So it's a step in the right direction, but it's going to be a long time, I think, until every club adopts that.
Yes. Our next song this week is... I like playing this song quite frequently on my show. I like the song. Our next song this week is Secrets by Regard X-Ray.
I don't know about you, but something in his eyes is keeping secrets. I don't know about you, about you, about you, about you, about you. There's something in his eyes. He's keeping secrets.
What a way to drop a bombshell, baby. Cause you really didn't think I'd find out. In the silence, cry. Mm-hmm, on the side where the lights out. Know that you feel it. Mm-hmm, know that you feel it. Mm-hmm. Holding on my heart and head.
Sipping with my girl, sipping wine like I don't know about you. You. There's something in his eyes, just keeping secrets. I don't know about you. You. There's something in his eyes, just keeping secrets. Oh.
Take a mugshot, baby. What you doing? Tell me, swimming on out. On my knees, I'm praying. In the room on the floor with the lights on. Close in the kitchen, I'ma light it and leave it for you. Holding up my heart and head.
Sip on my life. I don't know about you. Something in his eyes, he's keeping secrets. I don't know about you. Something in his eyes, he's keeping secrets. Oh.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
LA, on a Saturday night in the summer, sundown and they all come out, Lamborghinis and they rented Hummus. The party's on, so they're heading downtown. Everybody's looking for a come up, and they wanna know what you're about. Me in the middle with the one I'm loving, we're just trying to figure everything out.
We don't fit in well, cause we are just ourselves. I could use some help getting out of this conversation. Yeah, you look stunning, dear, so don't ask that question here. This is my
around you, there's no need to care.
We don't fit in well. We are
are just ourselves. I could use some help getting out of this conversation here. No looks done in this. Don't ask that question here. This is just my only fear that we become
beautiful people.
Top designer clothes, front row of fashion shows. What you do and who'd you know inside the world?
By Regard X Ray and Beautiful People by Ed Sheeran featuring Khalid here on Phoenix 98 FM. If you're just tuning in, I'm Ella Webb and this is World Wide Web. So, next up on World Wide Web, we have our food talk. Sometimes this is a food debate. If I can find good enough food debate. If you have any food debate ideas which you haven't yet heard or you'd like us to debate about here on Phoenix FM, you can message us in on WhatsApp at 07783 627726. That's 07783 627726. If you have any food debate or food talk ideas. But this week's one is Old Hamburger Lives in Cupboard. A video of a woman opening a box containing a 24-year-old hamburger and chips that she kept in a cupboard have been watched nearly 4 million times on social media. Ali Sherb filmed her grandmother unwrapping a McDonald's meal and showing it to the camera. Surprisingly, the burger isn't rotten, but it does look very dry. You wouldn't want to take a bite of it.
The question is, why?
Yeah, why would you do that?
Why keep it in the cupboard?
And as well, why wouldn't you eat it? Just the smell of McDonald's, just driving past a McDonald's.
Other burger chains are available.
Yes, but McDonald's. I just want to eat the food.
Yeah, but
so why would you buy it and then just put it in a cupboard?
I mean, there's so many whys. Really?
There's so many questions. That's the thing. There's so many questions. It's like, why? Why would you keep it in the cupboard? Why wouldn't you eat it? Why did you buy it in the first place? Why would you leave it for 24 years? Why not 25 years? Why not 23 years? Why not 24 yeah. and a half years?
No, baffling.
How do you know the exact date you bought it?
Baffling. That's what it is.
And wouldn't it smell? Wouldn't it start to smell?
You'd think so. Mind you, yes. if they said it wasn't
it
really that
rotten,
no, so it wouldn't
just
have started
very dry.
Decomposing. But I mean, surely the bread must have gone mouldy.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
So there's so many questions I would ask this woman. Why? It's like why? And why not chicken nuggets? why chicken nuggets,
fries?
Not a burger?
I tell you what, if she'd have had a milkshake, that would have smelt.
I wonder what flavour milkshake she would have had. See, there's so many questions you probably would ask and could ask.
How long was it?
24 years.
24 years. I mean, I'd love to know if any of our listeners have found something in the cupboard that's been there for 24 years.
Yes, we definitely have. Not 24 years. But we've found something which has been in the cupboard. Or maybe not our cupboard.
No. Are you going to name and shame?
No.
Because she's listening.
They know who they are.
What was it? 2008 or something?
Yes.
Hmm.
Interesting.
You know who you are.
You know who you are. But yes, if you have put something in the cupboard, then come back a couple of years later and realise it's been out of date for almost 5 years, or maybe even 24 years, then make sure you contact us here on Phoenix FM or my social media, which is, drumroll please. You're not going to do a drumroll?
Oh, sorry. I didn't realise you were waiting for me to drumroll as well.
Yes.
You can overdo a drumroll, you know. What are you waiting
just
for?
Your
Twitter account profile thing. It's at @web_worldwide.
Yes.
Web with two Bs.
Yes, web with two Bs. You can contact us on there, on Twitter, or if you heard the WhatsApp number earlier, I will repeat it one more time for listeners. Is 07783 627726. If you have anything in your cupboard which you... Go have a look now. Go have a look if there's something in your cupboard which you bought 20 years ago or something like that and is now
just like
out of date.
Years ago.
Yeah, years and years and years ago.
That you look at and you go, oh my goodness.
When did I buy that? Yes, you have our next song, which is Better Half of Me. That burger probably would have been a bit better the minute she bought it and not 24 years later. No, I probably prefer to have it once I've bought it.
You'll always be my number one. A whole lot more than good enough. Oh. Giving everything I've got to gain every second lost. 6 years just ain't enough. You, I'm happy being me. Don't pretend cause I don't need to. I'm 1,000 miles from home, never on my own. When you whispered down the phone, well I guess we never saw this coming. Halfway around the world calling, but I just want you to know that I'd have all I need. You were standing right in front of me. Half of me. I'm still up, it's 4 a.m. Is this Amsterdam or Berlin? Yeah, I'm just waiting for the day I finally get to say these words face to face. Well, I guess we never saw this coming. Halfway around the world calling, but I just want you to know that I'd standing right in front of me. Standing right in front of me. I'll finally see what it means to be complete. Don't need to spend my life chasing gold. Anywhere with you I'll call my home. Oh, I'd have all I need. If you'd be the better half of me. If you'd be the better half of me. Yeah, will you be the better half of me? Will you be the better half of me?
Better Half of Me by Tom Walker. Next up on World Wide Web, Phoenix 98 FM with me, Ella Webb, we have got this week's two little stories. Our first one is no haircut in 80 years. It has been 80 years since 92-year-old Vietnamese man cut his hair. Nguyen Van Chien has grown his dreadlocks 5 meters long and he keeps his hair under a turban to keep it dry and clean and looking nice, he says. His hair growth is an act of religious faith. Chien believes that a person should leave what they are born with as it is, so he does not comb it either. That must be very, very naughty.
So, hang on, so he just leaves it as it is because he wants it to look pretty, did you say? It's 5 metres long.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I think somebody needs to kind of define pretty to him.
I only nurture it and cover it with a scarf, Chien says. So he hasn't cut his hair in 80 years. And it might just be the colour of his hair, but in the picture it looks very green. No, but the top of his head, I'll show you. Listeners, you can't really see this. But
yeah,
the top of his head, so the hair on at the very top of his head on his scalp is white. And then it's all like twisted and plaited, which is how he probably keeps it in a turban, is all green.
Yeah, I think someone needs to tell him that neither looks healthy nor pretty.
No. No, and he maybe needs to get it cut.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So the question is, if he thinks that you should keep what you were born with, does he cut his nails as well? Or not, rather?
Well, by the look from the picture, his nails aren't that long.
Ah.
So...
So, one rule for his hair, but not the rest of his body.
Nail. Yes.
Ah.
And our second one. One very long road trip. An Indian travel company called Adventure Overland has come up with a unique experience. From next July, it is due to offer a 70-day, 12,000-mile road trip between London and Delhi in India. In the bus that has no toilet on board.
No thanks.
The adventure would be open to 20 lucky customers at the time.
Lucky.
Lucky, yeah. And 50,000 have so far registered their interest.
Really?
The trip costs £50,000, which includes night spent in 4 or 5-star hotels along the way.
Oh, right. Well, that's a bit different. I thought it was 70 days without a toilet.
Yeah. People are encouraged to fly home at the end of the trip. So that means they have to still pay for another flight.
Yeah.
They get taken there. Like, oh, sorry. The only way you can get home is if you pay for your own flight.
Yeah, make your own way home.
Yeah. And what if you need the toilet on board? Because it's probably not we'll go on here for about an hour, then we'll stop. Then another hour, then stop. Then another hour, stop. It's like, what if you need the toilet?
Someone's not thought this through.
No. It's like, toilet, put a toilet on the bus. Most coaches nowadays actually have toilets on the bus. It's like, put a toilet on the bus or coach. Because what if people need the toilet? Who knows?
Who knows? Who are these people that have signed up, though? They're mad.
Yes. And £15,000. Yes, you're probably staying in a 4 to 5-star hotel, but still, no toilet on board, 70 days.
Yeah, that's quite an experience, but come on.
Yes. So, would you want to go on it? Because I wouldn't. It depends. If there was a toilet on board or a couple of toilets...
I'd have to know... everything, really. I'd have
every
to know everything.
Thing.
I'd need to know
what,
the hotels.
What are the seats made
I'd
of?
Need... How comfortable is this bus? I want to test the seats.
Does the
you'd need coach, Wi-Fi.
Yes. Does the coach have air conditioning?
Yes.
Does it have charging cables?
Yeah, important.
Do the seats go back so I can lie down?
How about... What
do
am
they
I
have
see?
Curtains?
What am I going to see?
Chickens.
70 days.
70 days on a coach.
I want to know what I'm going to see, where I'm going to go. Full itinerary.
Yes. So that was our two little stories for this week. Our next one is Circles by Post Malone.
Is Phoenix 98 FM.
To bear, you were my life, but life. Was I stupid to love you? Was I reckless to help? Was it obvious to everybody else that I've fallen for a lie? You were never on my side. Fool me once, fool me twice. Are you death or paradise? Now you never see me cry. There's just no time to die.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Circles by Post Malone and No Time to Die by Billie Eilish. I love that song. I really do.
We were just saying, weren't we, there's parts of it that are really, really Bond. Yes. And some of them just aren't.
Yes.
But I like it as well.
Cool. Yes.
Didn't when I first heard it. Have to say, it's grown on me.
Yes.
Well done, Billie Eilish.
On you.
It has. It is a bit creepy, isn't it?
Yeah. Definitely the beginning bit, like how it starts, and then it just like goes.
Right.
No, it like grows
yes.
on you.
Yes.
But yes. But that's all from me this week. But I will leave you in the capable hands of Nick Field and The Orient Hour, followed by Curveballs and then Reggae Revival. I'll be back next week with more from the amazing magazine, The Week Junior. And remember, new week, new news on World Wide Web. Have a lovely evening. Stay safe. So bye from me and...
Goodbye from her.
Stop! Next up, we have Nightmare by Halsey and Adore You by Harry Styles.
I've tasted blood and it is sweet. I've had the rug pulled beneath my feet. I've trusted lies and trusted men. Broke down and put myself back together again. Stared in a mirror and punched it to shatters. Collected the pieces and picked out a dagger. I've pinched my skin in between my two fingers and wished I could cut some parts off with some scissors. Come on, little lady, give us a smile. No, I ain't got nothing to smile about. I got no one to
to smile for. I waited a while for a moment to say I don't owe you a goddamn thing. I keep a record of the wreckage of my life. I gotta recognize how I feel in my mind. They talk, but I love it every time. And I realize no sweet dream, but I'm a hell of a night. But I'm no sweet dream, but I'm a hell of a knife. No, I won't smile, but I'll show you my teeth. And I'ma let you speak if you just let me breathe. I've been polite, but won't be caught dead. Letting a man tell me what I should do in my bed. Keep my exes in check in my basement. Cause kindness is weakness, so worse, you're complacent. I could play nice or I could be a bully. I'm tired and angry, but somebody should be. Come on, little lady, give us a smile. No, I ain't got nothing to smile about. I got no one to smile for. I waited a while for a moment to say I don't owe you a goddamn thing. I keep a record of the wreckage of my life. I gotta recognize how I feel in my mind. They talk, but I love it every time. And I realize I keep a record of the wreckage of my life. I gotta recognize how I feel in my mind. They talk, but I love it every time. And I realize someone like me can be a real nightmare. Completely aware, but I'd rather be a real nightmare than die unaware. Yeah, someone like me can be a real nightmare. Completely aware, but I'm glad to be a real nightmare. So save me your prayers. I keep a record of the wreckage of my life. I gotta recognize how I've been in my mind. They talk, but I love it every time. And I realize I keep a record of the wreckage of my life. I gotta recognize how I've been in my mind. They talk, but I love it every time. And I realize no sweet dream, but I'm a hell of a night. But I'm no sweet dream, but I'm a hell of a night.
Walk in your rainbow paradise. Strawberry lipstick state of mind. I can't.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.